December 4th, passing opportunities. Do you have a pop-up person in your life? This would be someone you've grown away from over the years. You've chosen different career paths, lifestyles, even different faiths, but every so often they make an appearance. Your paths seem set in a pattern to intersect, but maybe it's more than coincidence. Maybe you're meant to play a bigger role in this person's life than simply a passing friend. The man we'll hear from today learned this lesson. His pop-up person was a woman named Willie. But I'll let him tell you the rest as he shares with us his true story. On this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
I met her when I was 21 and I was bewitched, as was everyone who met her. We married 6 months after we met, but on my small salary, we were always short of money. 2 years later, she divorced me to marry another, a man with a great deal of money and no responsibilities. So life was a perpetual party for her. When her husband was killed in one of his fast cars, she wanted to meet me for lunch before she left for Europe. For some reason, she kept in touch. Several years passed, and I was in an officers' club during World War II when I saw Willie again. She had married a much younger man, and somehow we didn't have much to say to each other. Then another 8 years went by when she contacted me. The years had taken their toll, and she wanted to borrow money for cosmetic surgery so she could marry a wealthy younger man. I didn't have money to lend, but I did share something more precious, my faith in Christ. By then, I had given my life to him, but Willie wasn't interested and went her way. Years later, I received a call from the hospital. Willie was dying and had listed me as next of kin. She told me her last marriage had been miserable, so I told her about the one who would never leave her or forsake her, who loved her enough to lay down his life for her so she could have eternal life with him. I led Willie to Christ that day, and 2 days later, she went to be with him. I used to wonder why she kept passing through my life, but now I know. God wanted me to witness to her because he is not willing that any should perish.
The Apostle Paul instructs believers in Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 to walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Friend, redeeming the time means we must be using every opportunity to further God's kingdom, especially toward those who are still outside his salvation. So I challenge you, don't pass up what you've been given. Consider how you might be a greater influence on your pop-up friends to hopefully win their souls for Jesus. Will you think on this truth today? Unshackled Daily Devotionals are a daily reminder of God's presence in your life. Produced in Chicago by Unshackled of Pacific Garden Mission. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts and help us ponder the application of Scripture to our lives. Each devotional tells a dramatic testimony of transformation of a real person while addressing a relatable issue of the human condition. A key Bible verse is provided so you can dig deeper into its specific intent and what it means for our lives in these Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission.